Surah Fatiha, a synopsis of the Holy Quran. An 11th discovery of Hazrat Mirza Sahib was that the Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Holy Quran, is a true epitome of the Holy Book. A kind of prologue or prolegomena, the rest being the text and the explanation. Everything that is dealt with in detail in the Holy Book, be it belief, or practice, or whatever, is presented in essence in the Surah Fatiha. He wrote many commentaries on this short chapter, in which he presented interesting and invigorating themes all derived from this one chapter. The exposition of Islam for the benefit of Muslims as well as others has been immeasurably facilitated by this discovery. Many people prefer synopses to detailed expositions. A detailed account is difficult to follow. A synopsis, not so difficult. Hazrat Mirza Sahib showed that almost any subject can be deduced from this one short chapter. Attributes of God, important spiritual truths, important stages in spiritual advancement are all to be found in this first chapter. These discoveries are of fundamental character. They are discoveries of principles which have proved indispensable in the exposition of Islam today. But to Hazrat Mirza Sahib we owe a 12th discovery regarding the Holy Quran. The meaning of parts and verses of the holy text, interpreted with special relevance to present-day needs. Beauty of deduction and interpretation abounds in his works. Examples would fill many volumes. A large range of knowledge such as this only points to the source of his abundant grace, which could be none other than the all-knowing God himself. Of him, the Holy Quran teaches, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. And they, men, can encompass nothing of his knowledge except what he pleases. It is not for man to discover knowledge beyond his limits. Such knowledge can only come from God. Small wonder we find in the Holy Quran oceans of meaning when we read with the help of guiding principles laid down by the promised Messiah. Hazrat Mirza Sahib drew repeated attention to a criterion of truth and purity laid down in the Holy Quran. La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. Only the pure of heart will reach it, i.e. the Holy Quran. Reaching, literally touching, the Holy Book means having access to its inner meaning. No wonder Hazrat Mirza Sahib asked his critics and those who denied him, if I be an impostor, why should I be favored with ever new knowledge of the Holy Book? He invited scholars and doctors of his time to come forward and match their understanding of the Holy Book against his. An umpire would draw a passage out of the Holy Book, then hand it to him and whoever should come forward to compete with him, in an effort to draw new meanings out of the holy text. It would then become clear who received divine grace in an effort to understand the Holy Quran. This invitation was repeated many times. Nobody came forward. And no wonder, because in the understanding of the Holy Quran, others cannot match even the followers of Hazrat Mirza Sahib. I propose to close this argument with a passage from the Persian verse of Hazrat Mirza Sahib commending the beauties of the Holy Quran. Az noor-e-paak Quran subh safa damida bar ghancha hai dilha baad-e-saba wazida. From the pure light of the Quran came the dawn of purity, and over the buds of hearts blew the morning breeze. این روشنی و لمعان شمس الضحا ندارد و این دلبری و خوبی کس در قمر ندیده. The midday sun does not have this light or this luster. Even the moon does not show this fascination, this charm. Yusuf بقار جاه محبوس ماند تنها و این یوسف که تنها از جاه برکشیده. Joseph remained alone in the bottom of the well. But this Joseph, the Holy Quran, pulled us all out of the well. از مشرق معانی صدها دقائق آورد قد هلال نازک زان نازکی خمیده. It, the Holy Quran, has derived hundreds of important points from the east of meanings. The curve of the crescent has become more curved because of its subtle delicacy.
کیفیت علومش دانی چه جشان دارد شهدیست آسمانی از وحی حق چکیده.
Knowest thou the glory of the truths of the Holy Quran? Celestial honey drips down with divine inspiration.
آنیر صداقت چون روب عالم آورد هر بوم شب پرسته در کنج خود خزیده.
When that sun of truth turned to this world, every night-loving owl crept into its hollow.
روی یقین نبیند هرگز کسی به دنیا الا کسی که باشد با رویش آرمیده.
Nobody in this world achieves certainty of belief except he who receives comfort from its face.
آن کس که عالمش شد مخزن معارف وان بی خبر ز عالم کین عالم ندیده.
He who attained a knowledge of it became a treasure house of ideas. He who remained ignorant of it remained ignorant of everything.
باران فضل رحمان آمد به مقدم او بدقسمت آنکه از وی سوی ده گردویده.
The rain of the bounty of the bounteous God came down from his reception. Woe to him who turned away from it in another direction.
میلی بدی نباشد الا رقیز شیطان آن را بشر بدانم کز هر شر رهیده.
Nothing tempts anyone to evil except the devil in him. To me, he is a man who avoids all evil.
ایکان دل ربائی دانم که از کجائی تو نور آن خدائی کی خلق آفریده.
O mine of beauty, I know from where you have come. You are the light of the Lord who created this world and all.
میلم نماند با کس محبوب من تویی بس زیرا که زان فغان رس نورت بما رسیده.
I love not anyone else. Thou alone art my love. It is through this love that thy light has come to me.